from Crowley. The ground. Okay, guys. So, is everyone here? I think everyone's here. Alright, it is time for round number two for wonderful David Packer. And he is being introduced by his screen for if you could come up here.
My sister's purple and cream and embarrassing tassels. Past past the kiddie swings and four square courts. I'm smitten with my outstretched hand and a fainting shoulder, a fragile rock t-shirt, a squeal. A clumsy stray, that's what a box van crawling over blacktop and twilight looks like to a boy girl blind. To sisters, it looks like a box van stopping at a playground gate on Shadow Street. No one gets out, but I don't notice. Two ponytails are pedaling away. Let us admit that in this life, with its dirty silver dollar, mid-flip above the mountains, there is no equity ever. There is terror and courage, which, if we're lucky, change into love. Scooter in hand, I see no face in the cab. Up the box, each rivet holds the same teeth, like foreign name, though some are on their sides, and some are upside down. And the stomping, how terrible to haul livestock. Around the back, the oddest thing, the roll-top door bulges, then goes flat. But fitting and refitting sides to shape, to angle for 20 years, I've long known no cow or bull or hobbled horse banged its way to slaughter. Love requires a willing mind. I've tried to imagine the past someone inside that box still lives, if hovering like me, 30 now. A man given in to devouring solitude drives a moving van around. He knows where children may be playing. Between the cab and cargo, there's a crawl door, behind which, beyond the mattress, squatting between a carpet roll and in the metal track, as far from the limbs working the engine as dark and steel allow, a small body feels the breaking and rises up to haunches. If the roll top opens, she or he will run. In a black so complete, she's whispered each name she knows, ordering, reordering. In a space so void, he's restored a thumb to the warmth of his mouth. It's hard to hear the voices through the panels. Children playing. He shrieks with all of his soprano, or, knowing she's in a giant drum, she beats the walls with every whim. Quickly, a cargo light. Quickly, the crawl door opens. We could have been siblings. We could have been child brides buttoned up the back and away. Hope thinning to one statistic. We were young. We might. Instead, a boy shoves the man struggling for a headlock into the door slides. Or the gray on plain gray, a girl collapses as a face and an elbow presses her throat. An eye to noodles and cream sauce, to Superman pajamas, my hands streaming moonlit purple, push on. First I heard of JFK was junior high. I said junior high. As we waited for the O.J. Simpson verdict, our teacher said something about remembering this, like she remembered the day Kennedy died. There goes the Bronco, drifting the long angle lens again. I long thought it was Kennedy's politics that kept his acronym from our dinner table. But his name became the name of a right hook landing below my mother. A man punches his daughter, and his wife blames the assassination of the president. I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson. I sometimes wish you picked the ambivalent ending of suicide and avoided trial. I'm sorry, Mr. President, that I missed even secondhand the height so many synths keep saying was wafting from your smile and and sorrow after. I'm sorry whenever the Bronco shovels onto memory's reel, you're always riding shotgun. None of this is fair, and in any other head, the disproportion's laughable. Moon and pebble. But I put you in this poem in honor of my mother. She also been a Bronco, always. She's by the back window with a compact mirror, blaming herself. And my grandparents watched the California landscape pass. Sirs, soon I'll have my blood. And this hole in history, like the ozoneless spot exposing the planet like a fontanelle, will drift over at least one more time. This is reproductive success, and there's a term in here that I should explain, which is the bathysphere, which is like an old school diving sphere that you just drop down to the gas. Reproductive success. No better, no clearer. You, brain, continue in your old robes, stupid bathysphere. How dare you attempt to periscope a new eye, ear, imaginary. A hand unlike the two you touched with all your life. Empathy, you're a nanny slipping change in my hand, patting my head. But I keep looking at that shiny. How pleased to return to loneliness, roommate of any mirror. Hands for the self-scouting party. Stay in your pockets. Loneliness, you clean relentlessly. I need to lose myself in mess. I'm undertaking what's never been. What's always been. Goodbye, top billing in the photo albums. I've given genes to pure distraction. I'm kissing empathy long and clean on the mouth. This is called Feed the Strings of Middle School. And my poem's students. Another term, dysmenorrhea, is particularly painful menstruation. A few students in middle school. An egg is smaller than the smallest spider. It slurs a fallopian tube awash in possibility, a driblet rolling in the glass. Not water, but wine. Robust, heedless, bottled before birth and stored away. Let dysmenorrhea come during school and rouse me from desktop dreams of sweeping snow angels and tall grass. Gently first, a fist in my lower back, a stone I lie on as I flap. Let the stone grow and leach into my pelvis, grind my bones to powder that thickens the shedding blood. Let it come as afternoon comes, bright and blind by my locker. Between biology and psychology, as lush floods my cheeks and down my throat. Let me feel fully a woman, finally, the prolonged sucker punch, the shame and triumph. Let my body gain the rhythm of tipping the bottle quickly, so one egg spills out, one brass note tumbling an old scale, one rare coin to spend each month on everything or nothing. Okay, three more. This one's called Hush for Boys, and if you have not grown up with BB guns, if you get cheap BB guns that pump action, there's more left. Or if you were like some of my friends growing up, you get the CO2 where you don't have to pump, you just sit in the CO2 cartridge. So it's a reference to CO2 and a pump, and that's short for those kinds of things. Hush for boys. What else in a young fall, smeary and freeze, but Paul and I downward, scattering parties, happy meal figures, muscle men, G.I. Joes, and one naked Barbie nicked from his sister. How delicious to fulfill our plans. Out the playroom window, we shimmy BB guns and a sack full of toys in our hands. And no one, not as we drop to the hot tub cover, for skirt of the pool's brick fence, whistled retreat. Paul aims and pops. The guns are his, as the house is his. So he gets the CO2 while I pump. Snake eyes to the left, and burglar at my 2 o'clock. A peach repose off center. Embarrassed by her plastic flesh, we stare Barbie to the last. I aim for her right breast, think bad, bad, as my finger pulls the trigger releases air, air hammers the beam, silver spins it humming through November. Up ahead is Christmas break, and floating downstream with spring, first glimpses of pornography. The common blocker snickering of who puts out and who's approved, every dress and sweater becoming an exhibition of parts to rearrange in cities, countries, worlds with a poster woman saved. I'll cheer along in the matinees and in unfiltered hours more porn. Further still is one night beneath a pine when I'm willing to thank whoever for a girl trusting my legs and hands to hold their distance. She's telling the story I'll see as a dark kind of secret. Cellar and the heat in his breath. A belt, a please, and a clunk in his soul. Into the plastic breast that maybe nuzzles, gives a force the flesh divides and hurts back. The second bad still lingering, small word and small time. The baby thrums my trigger finger, my eye still gazing down the sight. I look steadily into Barbie's undisheveled glare, a pock above her absent nipple. If she's saying something, it's like birdsong, easy. Hush the voice, easy to ignore. Okay, this next poem, two more. This next poem, two follows. Comes up from Follows. From Follows is this beautiful song, usually associated with and also considered the center of the world in the ancient Greek tradition. Also, there's a reference to simulation, which is a positive, cognitive science, it's a positive way that one of the ways that people, that things actually function to make meaning. Which is that when you hear descriptions of actions and things like that, you use the parts of your brain that you would use to perform those actions, just to a lesser degree. So it's why like sports, it's why athletes can like imagine doing an action over and over in a group, like foul shots, like a fast motion. So simulation shows up, and I think that's all I have. When everything is your body, as if a farmer dragging a harrow through the English garden we've been cultivating these few seasons, the shrubs chin high, flagstones and blossoms where we become accustomed, how easily a couple's habits can be wrecked. I've been reading a lot about simulation. How when I say a farmer dragging a harrow, you see a row of angled discs and a red diesel, maybe. While I imagine a rake like Apollo's hand. I need to be more specific. I'm feeling everything level. There's a low and anxious hum inside my ribs. When we decided your fingernails, the spots of cool within my palm to make another human being, we agreed to also make your body arm follows. Without saying so. We used to make the kind of talk that sniffed the overgrown between us into animals we could walk around pointing. Let's call that couples jargon. When you ask me now what I think of Emily or Jan, I can only muster either spine and offer names like St. Larry. Easy humor. I'm trying not to see how the seatbelt holds your collar down. I'm trying not to let them on. It's become my conditioned response when we're near each other. I own and live. Remember how the new employee loaded the paint shaker without planning the can, and you called to describe the mess? I still simulate an eruption of joyful lilac between you and an early 20s quahog. Can we rebuild? I promise not to watch your body too closely. I still don't know what you thought when the lactation consultant called the mammary gland an overripe pomegranate, filled sometimes with wrath. Let's sip ginger ale beneath the moon. I want to tell you about the girl teaching herself to juggle ears of corn in the parking lot. It was night, and I was trying to remember our grocery list. I thought the flapping was geese in the dark. Alright, last poem. It's called Father Dreams of Tally's Daughter, How to Be a Girl in America. I had no idea why one boy would hold his fist at the base of a telephone pole an inch from a yellow jacket burrow so another could light the humidity in his grip. Insects and dirt shrapnel like BBs from a shotgun barrel with the explosion, and the pole above nodded. An approval terrifying and impressive to an 8-year-old. Something about loving fire more than the balance in cells, stacked on cells buzzing, as an invasive colony or as bones and muscle and skin. Bang is simpler than hum, and therefore to a boy in America more beautiful. Rage is simpler than loneliness. The boys moved away until the street was calm enough to assess their damage, which was hardly noticeable, which the remaining colony would repair, which angered the boys deeply. If their best could only do this much, they'd have to give their best, which would be hard, since they were poor and wanting things. I say this because a boy in America can make of anything a nest to hold his longing. I say this so you won't be fooled. A hand, a hole, camaraderie built on spending your pooled and only dollars on a tube with a fuse, nests. Never carry someone else's longing. Thank you.
Sure.